birthday around here, and he joins us right now for his first time on the air with Out of Bounds.
That can only mean one thing. Big game from OPS this weekend.
I don't know if you know this. First of all, how are you?
I'm outstanding. How y'all doing?
Great. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you've heard from your teammates, but there is a thing called the OOB bump where a player appears on Out of Bounds. That's our program right here. Yeah. I don't know if they told you. And the next game, they skyrocket.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to that then.
Stock up, baby. Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, yeah. Just look for the ball, baby. Just look for the ball. You guys, in fact, I'm gonna read my note, okay? Actually, I asked Coach Sweeney about Cade in the last four games. He's been 73% plus. And it led to a long answer where he started not talking about Cade, yeah. And he actually was talking about the receivers and the tight ends, and here's what he said. The receivers have been good all year. They've been a bright spot for us. I'll put them with the punter and the tight ends. Mm. That's what he said. Mm. What's your response when your coach puts you in that group of, hey, these have been the bright spots and consistent for us all year?
I think it means a lot, of course, but I also think it's like the work we put in out of the facility during the week and just going out there and practicing, because I feel like what you do on game day is what you do in practice. So I feel like just having that same consistency in practice is leading to what's going on game day.
I asked Coach back, I don't know, a month or so ago, I said, do you need one of the tight ends to step up and claim the starting job and get the majority of the reps? And he said no, and it surprised me. And he complimented you and Sapp and Benincourt on the fact that all three of you are starting quality. How has that worked in the room? It feels like y'all have grasped that and embraced that.
I think it takes more than one tight end to go win a game. And I see that, you know, it also – like, takes off reps on each other's bodies. So, like, because you don't want to have a guy play 70 snaps a game, and just having two other guys that go out there and do the same thing, like, there's no drop-off. Like, I feel like I get out, Christian get out, Sapp going, like, the same thing is going to happen. Like, you know what you're going to get out of all three of us. And I think that's what the coach is seeing us.
I love watching the two tight end sets. And I'm curious your thought on this. In my mind, I'm going, okay, it makes it easier for me to go, all right, we're going to do six-man protection here because I know I've got another tight end that can go run whatever needs to be run. How does it feel to a tight end when that second tight end comes in a game? I know it depends call to call or whatever, but how does it feel when you got two tight ends and you're up and your offense that way?
It feels good because it also, like, shows a level of trust from, like, the coaches and the OC to, you know, go out there and go into a P, because I feel like – there was a time here where, like, I don't think they would have trusted us to go into our personnel. You know what I'm saying? So it's just – it's a great feeling. And being able to, you know, one protecting one route runner or the other protecting the other route runner, just having them have that installed in us, just, yo, we need y'all anytime, anywhere to just go out there and do what we do. So
I'm looking at your numbers game to game, and it's a lot of, like, three targets. Like, right. I think five games this year you've had three targets.
Yeah.
You know the workload that you're getting, more or less. Like, you know what you're going to be asked to do.
Yes, sir.
Does that help you, like, develop a comfort level in, like, okay, I'm going to play 40 snaps a day.
Right.
I know I'm going to get about three targets. I know I'm going to get about this many run plays to go block. Does that help?
Yeah, because it's – I mean, I try to, like, just continue to just, you know, focus on what I got to do, because the game's different. Like, one game I may have zero targets, then maybe another game I may have five. And it's just – I just got to understand, like, what they're asking me to do that week or what they're wanting me to do. You know what I'm saying? So just going, being coachable and just going out there and just doing what I do and playing to my strengths. So.
We've heard a lot about how tight ends are the hardest. Coach Sweeney says once a month. It's the hardest position to learn on the offense.
Right.
How hard is it really?
I ain't going to lie. When I got here, it was pretty tough. Like, because I had to learn the run game, the pass protection, like, because we have to know different alignments for the specific play. And then, like, I got to know the route concepts, and I might have a chip route, and it's just so much different little things that you need to know. So it's just, you got to be studying hard, like, real hard. And I didn't really start getting it to, like, this year, because I've been in the system for 3 years, dang near, and just seeing from where I came from, like, I'm thinking you should just be straight gibberish, like, bro, just tell me what route I got. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I understand the reason why we're doing it, and just, like, even I think the hardest part for me especially was, like, the run stuff. Oh, my gosh. Like, we had so much. And it's, like, to me, they say it's, like, base run stuff now. But, like, Back then, if you would have told me that, I'd be like, nah, you lying to me. Like, it's not base. You know what I'm saying? So, I came a long way for sure, though. But it's pretty tough for sure. Like, once you understand the concepts and why you're doing what you're doing, it gets a little easier.
How long did it take for you to get there?
I'm not going to lie. Like, a year and a half, almost 2 years. Because I feel like my first year, it was like I'm just reading what I'm doing and I'm going out there. And then the second year was like, I didn't really know why I was doing it. I was just doing it just to do it. But now it's like, I know why we're doing it. Okay, I know what run plays we got, who we're working to, like the tackle. You know what I'm saying? Just different stuff that all makes sense now. So.
You know, that's kind of – they talk about that with young quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, oh, this guy's a bust. Well, he had four offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Right.
So you're telling me that, like, if you had to change offenses, you might be going back to square one in a lot of these things, 1,000. And there'd be a lower ceiling
on
what you'd be able to learn and execute.
Yeah, I think so too, because I feel like, you know, everybody's scheme is different, and they say, like, at the end of the day, football is still going to be football. Like, we still – like, no OC is different from others. Like, we're all going to run a 4-4 concept. Everyone's going to run a cross concept, but it's just how they implement that in other schools. You know what I'm saying? So, that's
what that is. Interesting stuff. Tell us a little bit about Louisville coming up this week. What do you expect to see? What are things that are going to be asked of you this week?
I don't know. I ain't really focused on Louisville right now. I'm focused on Clemson.
Ah, that's what we like to hear.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying? And when that time comes, then I'll be ready. I know that for a fact.
Okay. What are the things that Clemson needs to clean up this week?
Just beating ourselves up. I don't know. I think we just got to stick together. Just try to be us, not do too much, and I think everything will be good if we just stick together and be us.
How important was it for you guys to score in that opening drive Saturday night?
It felt good. You see how the rest of the game went. Like, yeah. It was electric. Like, I feel like if we get going like that, like, it'd be very hard to stop. You know what I'm saying? It just continuing to, you know, trust ourselves and our abilities and what we could go out there and do. And that gave us a spark the whole game, I felt like.
What do you think about – how do you feel about road games and – being booed by 70,000.
I love it. But, like, at the end of the day, we don't worry about the crowd. We worry about being inside out. So, we just try to stick with each other, try to focus on our game plan and what we got to do, because it's going to get loud. We know that. It's going to – you know what I'm saying? But we can't let what's happening in the outside affect us internally. So, we just got to continue to just stay on track of what we got to do.
You had a long catch on that. That was on the first drive.
Yes, sir.
And I think it was right after the play that Cade made up that we found out today. He made up the quarterback sneak on when they were supposed to call timeout or take the delay. It was big. It was a big, like, he gets the first down, and you're able to move it, like, inside the 30. I mean, you guys, it's been hard for you guys early in games to, like, get rolling.
Right.
So that had to be nice. Not just that you're doing that, but, like, you played a feature role in that drive.
It felt good, though, too, because I feel like, I'm not going to say I caused that spark, but I feel like I gave us a chance to have momentum going into that drive to leading us to that touchdown. You know what I'm saying? So it felt good for sure. But I credit K, though. He threw an amazing ball. O-line, protected well. Great, actually, for him to go out there and make me that throw. So, yeah.
I love asking this every now and then. You play the game? You play NCAA football?
I do.
Okay. Do you play as Clemson?
I do.
Okay. Do you throw yourself the ball a lot?
I do.
Okay. Do you agree with the ratings? Because I'm looking at the ratings right now, and I got to say, some of them pretty good. Some of the blocking I would disagree with. It's a little low.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself in the game, and what would you change?
I got to see this.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
this is new to me.
Oh, yeah.
Olsen. I don't have no idea.
I don't know.
About
I don't think – I think they be picking and choosing who they want to update. Because I feel like if they was really, really watching football, then they would know. But I don't be tripping, though, because at the end of the day, I know what I'm capable of doing, and I know what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying? So the NCAA, they be, I don't know, they just be picking and choosing, I feel like, because they got their guys who they want to update. So
I do enjoy in Clemson's playbook. They got some nice stuff for the tight end.
Yeah.
Like, you –
Yeah.
It's fucking like somebody who knows.
Yeah.
They got some good stuff in the seam and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, how would you, like, if you could do, like, the archetype, like a blocking, receiving, whatever, how would you describe yourself, like they would describe tight ends in a game?
Myself? I don't know. Like, if I could build a player, you saying, or like?
I'm saying for you. Like, what would you? What would you want to be like the archetype in the game?
I'll probably say like. I don't know what I'll say. I'll probably do. Like run blocking specialist slash like pass catcher.
Okay, like that. That's good. Saying?
So I love the block. Like that's because it's crazy. Because like when I first got here, it's like that wasn't really my strength, and then like my coach turned it into a strength. So it's like one of the things I'm like good at now. Because I've always was able to run and catch. Cause I played receiver in high school, but like now it's like running the block is like one of my strengths now, and I love to do it.
Did you
play tight end in high school?
I did not.
I didn't think so.
I did not.
But basketball?
I did play basketball.
I mean, you look like a basketball player.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Was that your first love?
Nah. I played for Coach Stewart, and the thing is, I didn't even want to play my sophomore year. But then he was just like, just give it a shot. And then we did. We ended up going to States like my junior year, and I didn't play my senior year because I wanted to focus on like ball and stuff like that. But I had a great run with him. Yeah, Coach Stewart. That was good. Good times.
How about that? Yeah. Golly, I've got so many more questions. We're out of time. Can't thank you enough for being here. You got to come back, though. Especially, like, you get in that end zone, just be thinking, like, hey, when we did that radio interview on Tuesday at 1:15.
I got you.
Yeah, man. Olsen Pat Henry, thanks so much.
Appreciate
the time. Yeah, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Awesome.